under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do not face the issues based on some political rhetoric or some denominational dogma. That's more divisive than it is helpful. But we go by the Scripture. Let me remind you that I have said for many, many, many years, anything that's taking place locally, statewide, nationwide, internationally, globally, we need to view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? Perhaps you say, well, I don't believe God's Word talks about that. Yes, it does. We can look at the Scripture from Genesis 1:1 to the Revelation 22 text, and we find that what God has done, is doing, and shall do, God's already given us an insight, at least a peek in many cases, as to where he's going and what he's going to do. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about prophetic winds are blowing. Prophetic winds are blowing. Listen, all of our eyes are focused on President Trump. Our eyes are focused on what God has done in placing him back in office. Our focus has been on his, executive orders. What is it, 100 plus? Our eyes have been focused and the ears focused on what is taking place with the lawfare taking place against the Trump administration, trying to trip him up, tear him down, and prevent him from carrying out the commitments that he had made in his campaign. He's carrying them out, by the way, at lightning speed. But there's 130 lawsuits that have already been filed against the Trump administration, against Trump himself, against the administration, against many people in his cabinet and the issues that he's doing. And our eyes are focused on that. Listen, there's nothing wrong with seeing what is happening and being concerned about it and praying about it. I'm concerned when I see things that recently took place. It was on the headline news this morning where on a app called Signal, supposedly with some top-level meetings with the Pentagon and others, somebody in the circle put Goldberg, a reporter, a loose likes lost liberal reporter, in the loop to get the information that was coming out of what should have been highly confidential secret meetings, and copies of that went to him. Now, some are saying that that was done purposely. I don't believe it was. I believe that there was an embed that was trying to undermine the Trump administration, or it was by a major an error as a result of immaturity and the task they were carrying out. In either event, that's headlines. And all of that's good for us to know, recognize, dig into, find out who, as old cliche goes in a book of whodunit, to find out what is taking place, who's responsible, who's the culprit. Nothing wrong with that. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, our eyes are focused on our national issues and President Trump and his executive orders, his attempts to drain the swamp and clean the sewer. But while our focus is on that, God's focus is on setting the stage for biblical prophecy. This that we're seeing through President Trump is part of it. God's hand is upon him, and I believe God is doing that to help right America. And I believe that in 2016, when Trump was elected the first time, that God gave us a four-year reprieve in order for America to turn back to God, for us to see as Americans what God would have us to do in trusting him, believing him, following him. But he's put him back in office the second time now. And I believe there's major, 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 major events, prophetically speaking, that we're witnessing, but many are not paying attention. We're not focusing on that. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Iran, Russia, Syria, Germany, Libya, Turkey. And how do they connect? What is the common denominator? And what is God doing in setting that stage? Why is he setting that stage? Where will it take us? Where will we go? What will happen? What's going to be the next thing on the calendar of God? How does the church play into that picture? What should we be doing as Christians and conservatives today as we recognize by reading the Word of God what God is doing? So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus says, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, God's Word makes a declaratory statement about the Scripture. John 17:17 succinctly says, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture clearly states, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It's truth that we ought to seek today. It's truth that ought to be the central focus of our lives. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, the truth is, we're in the last of the last days. The truth is, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The truth is that following the rapture of the church, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Bible calls him, will step on the scene and will rule and reign for 7 years in what the Bible calls the tribulation. It is the wrath of God being poured out on a world that's without Christ. So if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we'll be raptured out of here. Much of what we'll talk about today, we, if we're saved, will not participate in, will not see, but we can see it through the prophetic eyes that God gives us in the Word of God as God sets the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, may I again remind us that truth is the centrality to where we ought to be today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement. In part, he said, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And ladies and gentlemen, many, in fact, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, do not believe in absolute truth. In fact, the headline I'm looking at says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Further in the article, it states that their position there, the millennials, believe that, quote, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day. Each and every day that we seek the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no greater, there's not a more ultimate truth than the truth of the Word of God. If we want to know what is happening in the world today, if we want to know the end result of where we're going as a nation today, if we want to know what God is doing, we need to simply go to the truth book, the Word of God, and see what God's Word tells us. That's what we're talking about today. That's the centrality of the issue today that we need to recognize. Are we seeking the truth, listening to it, learning it, loving it, telling it, living it, defending it even to death? The attempt on this broadcast every day is to set the stage, present the issue, and defend the truth. And I pray that you are blessed by it, that you're encouraged by it, that you learn as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. You can jump in and ask questions about the prophetic text. You can ask questions in relationship to what the Bible says, especially as we're going to point out in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Some call it the war with Russia. It's the latter days of the tribulation where the conflagration of Russia leading five nations against the nation of Israel that will go into a major global, what I call World War III, which ultimately leads into what is called the Battle of Armageddon. Now, what we're talking about today with the war with Russia is not the Battle of Armageddon. It's the war with Russia, where Russia leads five nations. By the way, those five nations that Russia will lead either have major access to or availability to the Euphrates River and the Black Sea. So what are we talking about when we look at what is happening with the war with Russia and Ukraine? It's a battle. Listen, it's not been discussed openly. It's not been talked about in a common sense statement that the press would even care to cover it. But the real battle that Russia has for Ukraine is the Black Sea for the import and export. If you'll notice, the chewing around the edges of taking territory has lapped into taking about a third or maybe a fourth of the seaports, the frontage, on the Black Sea. We'll talk about that further, but the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, all of our eyes are fixed on what Trump is doing, and that's okay. Trump is now trying to settle the Ukrainian-Russian war. In fact, some of the Marxist media and the liberals in the media, they've been saying, well, Trump can't end the war. He has he promised in his election campaign that he could end that war in 24 hours, and it's now been 2 months, and he's not ended that war. Ladies and gentlemen, when he said he could end the war in 24 hours, he was not talking about literally 24 hours, but how quickly he could do so. He's been meeting with and talking with the president of Ukraine, which is a puppet figure that was put there by George Soros. The puppet figure called Zelensky is not interested in ending the war. He's interested in continuing to have America pour into it billions upon billions of dollars. And Zelensky himself has already admitted that he didn't know where half the money had gone. It's because it's been siphoned off. Ukraine has been, for many, many years, the money laundering machine for the Biden cabal. And now that Biden is out, now that Trump has put Zelensky, put his feet in a noose, if you will, that he's got to talk about settling the war. Zelensky doesn't like that, doesn't want to do that. He's, if you please, mitigating against it in every way possible. But I'm talking about that because the key figure in that war with Ukraine is Russia. Russia, Vladimir Putin. Ladies and gentlemen, this war continues to rage even as Trump is attempting to have a ceasefire agreement. The Marxist media and the socialist Democrats are trying to defeat all efforts, in my opinion, to stop the war. In fact, multitudes, if not most, of the socialist Marxist Communist Party, known as the Democrats, they do not want to end the war. It is the military-industrial complex that's pouring the material into the war. Mega billions of war equipment is being shipped to Ukraine, and yet when it comes to the cash and the funds that's being shipped in, it's dissipating because it's going into the pockets of the war machine brokers, those who want to see the war continue. But ladies and gentlemen, the reason it is so important, Russia is the key in the scripture to all eschatological prophetic future in relationship to the globe and what is happening. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Bible, we find that Russia is leading five nations, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, to come against the little postage stamp of Israel, called Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a nexus with those nations, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. And let me just at the very outset tell you what that nexus is. All of them are either totally dominated by Islam or close to being dominated by Islamic jihadists. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God. There's no signs to be fulfilled before that happens. It could happen before this broadcast is over. It could happen before sundown today. But the next thing after the rapture of the church is the 7 years of ruin that the Bible refers to as the tribulation. Following the tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. He will slay the enemies of God, the enemies of church, and the enemies of Israel with the sword of his mouth, and he'll rule for 1,000 years on the new throne of the new temple, the third temple that shall be built in Israel. In fact, in my most humble opinion, that's another story for another day, but the new temple that will be built in Israel, the third temple, I believe will be right on the top of the mount where the Dome of the Rock now is standing. I believe that one of these days, very soon, a missile from out of Iran or its puppet states will be off-center and will wipe the Dome of the Rock clean and allow the Temple Mount movement that's been pushing for years and years and years with all the plans and the preparations for a new temple to be built. They will go full steam ahead. They already have the blueprints, the plans, the specifications are ready. The temple garments are already made. The temple utensils are made. The young men that will be the temple priest have already been in the process of being trained. It's ready and setting on go as soon as that temple mount is clean. Now, there have been some theologians and academics, biblical academics, that have said, well, the temple could go right next to the mosque. No, it won't. God's not going to have his holy temple put into place that'll be next to a pigsty, if you will, called those that are the jihadist, the Arab jihadist, and their place of worship where they're worshiping a false god. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia. Let me take one moment to further introduce it, and then we'll start our callers. I'm looking at a headline from Hillsdale College. It says, Winston Churchill once described Russia as a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma, words that still ring true today. But given Russia's current war with the Ukraine and Russia's role in the shifting balance of power in today's world, a better understanding of Russia is critical for all of us. Since Peter the Great, Russia's place among national nations has not only grown, it has transformed itself into a regional backwater to a great power. Its political and cultural influences are significant events in world history. Further, the article states, at the time of American Revolution, for instance, Russia was the first nation to recognize the U.S. as a sovereign state. Further, in this massive article, the need for a better understanding of the post-Cold War Russia in light of its current importance and its long history as one of the world's greatest powers needs to be understood, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia, the Russian military today, is almost totally dominated by Islamic jihadists. Russia is angry, Russia is armed, Russia is aggressive, and Russia is awaiting the opportunity to pull the trigger on that five-nation coalition that will come against the nation of Israel. You say, why would they do that? Why will that take place? We'll talk about that further during the course of the broadcast today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comments, please.
Good morning. That you tell me sometimes I'd be dead on point, but you are dead on point. Because Russia and Germany, in Rome, they used to call them barbarians. Mm-hmm. And they are. They are barbarians. But, I mean, God has the plan. So I don't care what happens or what is going on. I know God is in control.
Absolutely. And, Kenneth, one of the key things that I want our listeners to understand today is that as we focus on events in America, as we focus on American events politically, socially, economically, militarily, etc., I think sometimes we have a myopic view of what is happening on a global scale. God is at work. God is putting the chess pieces in place. God is setting the stage, and one day the curtain is going to open, and that curtain will open immediately following the rapture of the church to go into the days of the tribulation where the Antichrist rules and reigns with an iron fist. And we're, by the way, I'm talking about not just America, but the world. We're setting the stage with the inventions, the creativity, and the things such as artificial intelligence, AI, that will open the doors and be the tools that the Antichrist will use. Yes, there's some good things about AI today, but the AI will be one of the major tools that the Antichrist will use to control the movement, the action, the buying, the selling, the trading of every human being on the face of the globe, according to Revelation chapter 13. Go ahead.
Okay. I just got two questions for you. AI, remember when they had the internet? When it first came on, they couldn't even control it. AI definitely can't control it. And when a child is born, they say it's a male or female. You know, they put male or female, but now I've heard that the parent could say, well, we don't know, that's a universal sex or whatever.
Well, you're exactly right. That is speaking about a hospital group, and I've forgotten the city, the state that it's located in, a medical group that say 16 questions. I've looked at the questionnaire, 16 questions when a baby is born, where the parents are required by law in that state to fill out and make a statement whether that child is unisex, bisexual, homosexual, male or female, et cetera, et cetera. Giving them 16 questions that's antithetical to anything that would be called morality, values, ethics, or biblical truth whatsoever. I'm thankful that President Trump has made a statement aligned with the scripture, that there are only two genders in the world. And by the way, I don't know if our listeners really understand it, but a major group of the LGBTQI plus sodomite agenda, they filed suit against President Trump's administration for making such a dogmatic statement that there are only two genders, male and female. That's part of the lawfare that's going on against Trump. But as we witness these things taking place, Kenneth, the thing that I want all of us to understand today, as we witness these events, I think our focus is being deflected from the larger picture, the mega picture. We're looking at it myopically, I think, at the little small things that's happening today in relationship to the Trump administration. Nothing wrong with that, but we need to look beyond that and recognize the biblical truth of what God's Word says is taking place and shall take place. We're looking at the fact that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, this war with Ukraine, I believe, is the match. I've said it now for several years since the war started. It was the match that was lit that will ultimately become World War III, that will ultimately grind into the Battle of Armageddon and the wrap-up of this old world. And I could go to scripture after scripture after scripture if we had a half-a-day broadcast rather than just an hour's broadcast and point out scripture after scripture after scripture to validate this as what prophetic text has said. So Kenneth, one of the main things that I want us to understand today is we need to look at the big picture, see the hand of God, and understand that God is setting the chessmen in place, and ultimately the curtain's going to be lifted, and that curtain that's lifted is when the church is raptured out and the Antichrist steps on the scene. But Kenneth, it deserves our prayer and our preparation for what we know the future holds, and that prayer for the Christian, that preparation for the Christian, that preparation for the Christian is to be ready and to get our families ready to be up and away, because when the rapture comes, I'm out of here. But Kenneth, brother, thank you so much, and God bless you today.
Thank you all.
God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about prophetic winds are blowing. Prophetic winds. Not only do we see, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Russia is the key leader, but we need to understand what is taking place with the other nations. According to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Iran and Turkey and Germany and Libya and Syria will be the five nations that will be drawn into this ultimate battle called the battle with Russia. And it leads into the battle of Armageddon. Another one of the nations that will be a part of that is Turkey. Turkey. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm going to read you two paragraphs from an article that's written on that subject that I think fits very well with what we're talking about today. The headline says, Turkey and the Last Day Prophecies. Turkey was at the center point of the explosion of Christianity into the world in the first century. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was Asia Minor in the first century church. Today it's called Turkey. Turkey covers a massive territory. This article reads, the Christian church was born on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, but thrived in Turkey. The Apostle Paul was born in Tarsus in Turkey, and much of the evangelistic ministry of his ministry was in Turkey. The Apostle Peter wrote his epistle from many churches in Turkey. As a nation state straddling the east and the west, Turkey is bordered by eight countries, also with the Black Sea. Russia and the Caucasus to the north, North Syria, Iraq and the Mediterranean Sea to the south, Aegean Sea and Europe to the west, and Iran with the Caspian Sea to the east, is almost due north of Jerusalem and Israel. Turkey is again at the center of prophetic fulfillment. The Revelation 9 prophecy says the release of the four angels who are bound in the great Euphrates River. Euphrates River is now bounded by Islam. The river is now bounded by Islam. That is, all the nations around the Euphrates River are controlled by Islamic jihadists. There are four Islamic countries whose land is on the Euphrates River. They are Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran are some of the major nations that will be led by Russia to come against Israel, the postage stamp, that little postage stamp of real estate, which is called biblically the apple of God's eye. Now listen, I don't understand this. I've never heard any commentator touch on it. But recently, there's been some meetings talking about the Ukrainian-Russian war, meetings trying to determine strategies for bringing about peace, and some of those meetings have taken place in, you know where? Israel. What's the point? Now, I'm just asking that hypothetically. What's the point? Why meet in Israel? Ladies and gentlemen, the apple of God's eye is the nation of Israel, and it's the central focal point of the entire globe. Dr. Adrian Rogers, a number of years ago, said, if you want to know what's happening in the world, keep your eye on Israel. Israel is God's hour hand, and Jerusalem is God's minute hand. If we want to know what's happening by the hour and by the minute, watch Israel and Jerusalem, and we'll know. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so, so true when we see what is taking place around the globe even today. Today, Turkey, with major population across the nations, are rioting and demanding Erdogan step down. I don't know if you paid attention. The news has just touched on it. The Marxist media, the socialist news, touched on it very, very little. But right now, across Turkey, there's an upheaval of the population demanding that Erdogan step down. He is the leader. But ladies and gentlemen, he hates Israel. And just a few months back, he called on all his words, not mine, all Islamic nations to come against Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, Turkey will be in lockstep, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, lockstep with Russia when it comes against the nation of Israel. And as this one writer said that I quoted a portion of a moment ago, according to Revelation chapter 9, Euphrates River be dried up, and by demonic delusion, there will be the nations from the east coming against Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it will be on the premise that they think they're going to have peace talks, and ultimately it is not for peace talks, but war against Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL